On Tuesdays, we check in with one of the four public school districts in York County. This week, we're learning more about what's going on in the Clover School District. Stephanie Knott is the public information officer for Clover Schools. And good morning to you, Stephanie.
Good morning.
Good morning.
All right, what are some of the headlines coming out of the Clover School District?
Well, it's a very busy spring for us as well as you all. I know the festivals have been keeping you busy.
That's it.
But as we came back from spring break last Monday, we opened registration for students in grades 1 through 12. So it's important that families remember that they need to go into final forms every year and do that paperwork to let us know that their student is coming back to us. And that helps us, of course, with planning and delivering the services that those students need. Also connected to that, last Monday, we kicked off budget season.
It's a fun experience, isn't it, Stephanie?
It is. It is. But Dr. Quinn and our chief financial officer, Ken Love, delivered that initial presentation. The primary focus, of course, is providing that $2,000 per cell teacher raise that the governor and the state legislature have been working from, as well as operating expenses associated with opening those new schools. So those are really our drivers. It's early in the process yet. Things are still in flux down in Columbia. But stay tuned. That will continue to unfold.
And Stephanie, how big is your budget roughly right now? What's the dollar amount?
Oh,
that's okay. You probably look at the figures like everyone else and you just stare at them all the time. And then it's good. I just didn't know if it was top of your head. It's probably a lot because they're opening three new schools. But probably right on par from years past, or is this one's a little bigger because of those three schools?
The needs are bigger because of the new schools, and I think at this point the total in terms of increase is roughly $8.5 million. Okay. Course, we're looking at paring that back as we can. One bit of good news we got last year to help us with that, or last week I should say to help us with that, is that the Department of Defense is going to fund our second Air Force JROTC program for Lake Wylie High School. So those are some positions that we aren't going to have to fund locally as a district. Can take those out of the budget. So every little bit helps, right?
Yeah, absolutely. Well,
those are very successful programs within the schools, especially Clover High School has had much success on that. I mean, my goodness, these kids are graduating high school and they can become pilots pretty much immediately, which is remarkable. So it's great that that program is going to continue at Lake Wylie High School, and even better that y'all don't have to fund it. So check. We like that one. So, all right, well, good. Well, we'll continue to follow that budget process. It just has to be passed and ready to go by July 1st, correct?
Correct.
Okay, perfect. All right. And then the last headline real quick.
The last headline is meet your new school events. Because students are being reassigned for the new year, we have asked our schools to host a special event for those families coming to them for next year. To celebrate that transition and learn more about the school. So Clover High School kicked us off last week with an amazing event on Thursday night. They had the dance team out greeting people, balloon arches, a club fair, an academic fair. And as part of the 50th anniversary that they're going to be celebrating over the next year, a legacy corner. So they had some of the old yearbooks and some looks at what that building looked like when it first opened 50 years ago and that sort of thing. So it was they've set the bar very high for the rest of our schools to follow.
That's fantastic. Well, what a great way to welcome incoming students who might be a little nervous or, you know, just scared of what the future holds, right? It's something we don't love change, and you have to change a lot in school. So the fact that you're able to do it in this kind of setting makes the guard maybe go down on a lot of kids and families, and they can kind of walk the halls. And what a great legacy corner. I mean, the kids of today probably think the kids 50 years ago probably went to school where they had like Little House on the Prairie. I mean, it was probably ancient. So glad to see.
I'm 50. That's not very nice.
Well, you don't look a day over it, Shannon, at all. But I'm just saying the kids of today think that we, in our age bracket, that we went to school with the dinosaurs. So the fact that you can show them that, you know, it was pretty cool back then. Shannon, our next speaker, she's pretty cool. All right, let's toss it on over to Shannon Simmons. She is at Clover High School, and you are part of a pretty interesting program there at Clover High School. It's called the Eagle Closet.
Yes, so it's a thrift store. And so it was a thrift store that was actually started in 2008 by the students. So I'm one of the teachers that is in the Occupational Credential Program, which is a type of track for students that is to get them job ready. So we do offer academics, but there's a high focus on them completing. It's not a high school diploma, but it is a certificate through the state that says that students are have job skills and that they're employable.
Love that.
And so in 2008, students prior to that were volunteering at Tenderhearts in York. And they came up with the idea that they would like to start their own thrift store in Clover. And so Mrs. Vickery, who was the teacher of the program at that time, and she's still in the Clover School District, and Lisa Jackson, who was the job coach, who is now one of the teachers in our program, started it with students. And it started at what is now the District Resource Center, but it was in a room there. And in 2009, they moved to our current location, which is 402 Knox Street.
So how does it operate? How does it work? What does it look like?
So the purpose of the program is to have students learn like sales operations. So they learn how to go through the donations, how to hang items, how to sort items, look at sizes. Then they take them into the store and they organize the store. They do the displays. They help with the customers and answering questions and pricing, running the cash register, the whole operational part of the store to prepare them for jobs outside of high school.
Now, do y'all take donations for the store? What does that look like? And when is the store open and available for the public to come in?
So we do take donations. We used to take donations at the store all the time, even when we weren't open. But we did have some problems with, you know, people coming to the store that weren't supposed to be there after hours. So we do ask that after our donations be donated at the donation bin, which is in front of Clover High School by the Applied Technology Center. Our students check that on a daily, sometimes, you know, a couple times a week. And then you can also donate at the store at 402 Dock Street during business hours. And so we are open Monday, Wednesday, Friday from 10 to 3 and on Tuesdays and Thursdays from 10 to noon.
Oh,
this is great.
We now preach on this show a lot about life skills and getting kids prepared for whatever track they're going to do once they leave school. I have to be honest with you. This is fantastic. They're learning the work part of it. Mm-hmm. They're also having to learn customer service, how to deal with customers. My goodness. In the last couple of years, what kind of response have you seen from those that have gone through this program and now are in the real world, or adulting, as we like to say? How has that time at the Eagle Closet prepared them for what they're in now? What does that look like, some of the alumni?
So almost all of our students have some type of occupation once they leave high school or graduate from high school. Some of them have worked at Winthrop in the cafeteria. But the sole purpose of the Eagle Closet is to try to help them identify, you know, what are areas that they're strong in? Do they have good people skills? Are they better at being in the back area where they can do, you know, work independently? Are they better on being on the sales floor, like they're really good at you know, moving merchandise and being able to do displays. We've had some students go on to work at Walmart and in local businesses.
So is this what they do like during their school day? I mean, is this part of their curriculum, I guess? And this is...
It is part of a class.
Okay.
So they're not there all day long.
Yeah.
But they do. We have an employability class, and then we also have what's called a work-based learning class.
This is fantastic.
So it's called the Eagle Closet. And again, Shannon, tell us where it's located.
It is located at 402 Knox Street.
Okay.
So by the District Resource Center, it's like right on the corner. And our stadium is right behind it.
Perfect. Okay. And this is open to the public. So the public can come in there and shop. And again, it's open on Monday, Wednesdays, and Fridays from 10 to 3 and Tuesdays and Thursdays from 10 to noon.
Correct.
Perfect. And you can donate. If you're going to make a donation, please do it at the donation bins.
Yes.
And that, again, is located?
At the Clover High School, right in front of our Applied Technology Center. It's a gray bin. You'll see it like right on, it's right on the road.
Well, congratulations again on preparing these kids and students and young people for the next chapter in their lives. And, you know, everyone's got a skill set, and glad that these young people are learning it sooner rather than later, for sure. There are adults in the adulting world who don't know where their skill set is. These kids have learned it in high school, and just congratulations and for producing just fantastic citizens in our community. So thank you so much.
Thank you. Thank you for being here.
Eagle Closet. Check it out the next time you're in Clover. And if you live in Clover, swing by daily if you can. Shannon, great catching up with you. Thanks so much for everything. And Stephanie, thanks so much for those headlines. We appreciate it.